Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. When it comes to the Syrians, there is a lot of information out there. And for me, the way I have always perceived Syrians visually is literally this representation and very short compared to other beings. And they have no hair, their blue is very intense and also like sacred geometry symbol. I can actually perceive them with an elongated head. And this has been shared a lot by other psychic medium, like Matthias Di Stefano, the guy from Initiation. He the whole that he shared is from like this experience on Sirius and how he explains his life on Sirius and the conversation he has with his grandparents on Sirius and so on. So that's very, very interesting. So the way he describes Sirius is quite different from the way I have perceived it, but then I black out a lot. So it's kind of, I enter there and then I black out, but the information that I would receive would be from them in this space. So there is, in Sirius, there are three main planets. And if you have Gaia, you can listen to him. So he explains that on the planet that he was, it's a planet that has water like so many months of the years, and then no water, like the water kind of retrieve and goes away for the other months. So it's kind of all of these things with the water, and there are many moons and so on. So it's very interesting to hear that, because we can start perceiving that other people have different experiences with stasis. When I really tune into that to be able to share with you, it's because there is also the evolution of the race in itself. So for example, Matthias Di Stefano, when he shares, it's like he shares his, the data that he has from the experience that he had. If we were to put it in linearity, it's millions and millions of years ago, right? So it's like probably at the beginning of the planet creation, where the information I have, it's kind of at this time and space reality. Or when I was there as well. And there are more than one planet, so there are three main ones, but there are also others. They have kind of floating. So for me, when I receive information on Sirius, it's floating cities. It's like there is no land. It's kind of like in between lands. The floating city is basically between different planets. So it kind of, it's there and it has many bridges. So it's like literally suspended, and it's suspended through vortexes of frequency. So as you know, like Syrians that I work with, they are very advanced in technology. And so they work a lot with magnetism. And these magnetism, it's like, you know, like magnet, they can repulse themselves or they can attract. And so basically they have systems like that in place in different planets. And they are tuned into certain frequency that therefore they can suspend objects, you know, like literally that's like floating cities object is simply by using the magnetism of the planet. Okay. So that's really cool. So from this place, Sirius is very open. So all of them, they kind of come and go between planets. It's not like Andromeda when it's quite still a little bit further away, and only now they have kind of started to come together. Sirius, they have been mingling for a very long time. What I share and what other people share, it's nothing that it is right or wrong. It is the way we perceive it. And what's interesting is that when we connect with similar information, it shows that, for example, if I was to share something that was the same as, you know, like Christina, for example, with receiving, it could be an indication that the two of us have had life there together at certain point through this quantum history. So if we were to place, for example, an Arcturian having experience on planet Earth, and they came in Atlantis, they are going to describe Earth from their perspective in Atlantis. Well, it is not how what we look like. This is not how we live. It's very different. So it's a little bit like that. Okay, so these differences come from that, from this different spectrum of history of star system as well. So I'm bringing this because this has been an information that I have received because of these discrepancies in terms of connecting with other people around Sirius. So for Sirians, they love working with us because they have interest into increasing the technology that we have, and they have been helping us with technology. So Sirians have been very, very present on Earth, like Egyptian god with elongated heads, and through different civilizations. There is also documentaries actually on Gaia where they have found skulls, like, so it's elongated skulls, and they don't have, you know, like we have here this, I don't know what it's called, like this kind of separation in the skull. When we are babies, it's like the fontanelle, right? And so basically then the skull fuses. So when we find a human skull, there is this clear thing there. The elongated head, they don't have that. And they have found that on Earth, and it's in museums, for goodness sake. So like it's a like skull of aliens, or like aliens hybrids, you know, like a human hybrids from alien frequency. And it's Sirian, it's like 100%, I'm sure 100% it's Sirian skull, and many medium and time and space travelers have also shown that. So Sirians have been very, very present, and all the time, every time they come, for a reason, there is a huge leap in terms of civilization. Like they help create cities, they help organize civilization. So basically we could still be running naked, fighting each other. They're gonna come and they're gonna basically organize. It's like through their magnetism, they bring people together and they teach how to build city and have like an ecosystem where we can basically advance. This all is huge leap in civilization, in advancement, intellectual advancement, and also how to live together, because they also have this similarity with Palladians, that they have, they are quite community oriented, you know, for some of them, depending on certain planets. But it's kind of like they organize cities like with certain hierarchy and certain roles, where Palladians, it's more like everybody's kind of like, you know, going going as they like. With Sirians, it's more structured, it's effective, you know, like it's like potent, you can shift like that in terms of civilization advancement.
So the Sirian star race is very present now, and this alignment will peak with the Lionsgate Pantheon. And I'm very excited to announce that this year I'm facilitating with my High Council, and especially the Sirian star race, a two-part event, which is about the evolution of sovereign consciousness. This event will be mind-blowing, because the first part will happen on the 31st of July, and we will give many, many codes and also transgenic activation and cosmic surgery that will be integrated for a week until we receive the second transmission on the 7th of August. And the 7th of August is just right before the peak of the portal on the 8th of the 8th. And during this two-day event, we will work with an amazing light code that I have been channeling from the Sirian star race that is going to help us activate within the DNA dormant memories of what it's like to experience advanced consciousness, super consciousness. As many people that will feel called to join, they know that they are old souls, they know that they are star seeds, they know that they are much more than this reality. They also know, to a certain extent, that everything that they need is within them already. And that therefore, when they start drawing your awareness within their heart, all the way also to their cells, to their DNA, to their atoms, they can awaken dormant memories that are present there. as above, so below, and as within ourselves, within our microcosm, within ourselves, so is outside in our macrocosm, in our oversoul network. So we will work with the Sirian star race on activating remembrance about your own superconscious states, because you have experienced that already. Superconscious states, having advanced psychic abilities, telepathic abilities, and so many more things that we will discuss about during this Lionsgate 2-part event. So many things you have already had access to them in past lives and also in future lives, both on Earth and in alternate realities. When you work with us, we gather in the zero point of creation. This is one of our skills, yes, because we co-create with your soul and your team of spirit guide. We access your zero point of creation, which allows us to activate memories that is present already there within your oversoul network. And that's very important to know, because if it's present in your oversoul network, it's also present within your DNA, okay? And because we co-create with your soul, because you say yes by signing up to this two-part event, it means that you are literally allowing yourself to receive information that could take this entire lifetime to simply have access to, or very often, like, dozens, if not hundreds of lifetimes. This is part of our magic. This is part of our gift, of our talent, and this is also part of our service for humanity. We would be so happy if you could join us for the Lionsgate 2-part event. Also, when you sign up, I'm very happy to give you a bonus, and this bonus is the recording of last year's transmission for the Lionsgate, which was a 90-minute trance journaling journey that will absolutely blow your mind. And I want to give this to you, because I know that many of you are super keen to receive already, and therefore you will be able to receive these codes from last year to prepare yourself in a way for this amazing portal that we have this year that is completely unique, 8-8-2022. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.